Frost said, "How'd this water get in here?" He was looking at the watch that Marty had thrown into the bathtub. "Just a minute, Ross." And then he said, "How did it disappear this air out of here?" In other words, how did it make the air disappear out of there? And what he meant is, how did the water end up replacing the air that was in that place? And then he said, "There are bubbles inside the eyes," when he started shaking it. I told him to shake it, and he said, "There are bubbles inside the eyes." Are there bubbles in there, Ross?
Yeah.
Can you get the water out?
Okay.
Good.
Won't come out,
huh?
No.
That's not good. And let's see. Ross wanted me to come in the bathroom, and I said, "No, I'm not going to." And he said, "Oh, Daddy, I'm mad." And I said, "Oh, don't be mad." And he said, "Yeah, I hate the world." And I said, "Yeah, it's a pretty bad world." And he said, "You know what, Dad? I hope I mess up this place." I don't know. I don't think he's mad at all, really. I think he's just talking.
Daddy,
yeah?
Ross
said, "I wish armies of men were alive a lot. I wish humans were not human. I wish humans were in Star Wars." Why, Ross?
Because I hate this world.
Why do you hate this world?
Because I
hate it. What's wrong with it?
Huh?
What's wrong with it?
I just ruined your day.
Why would I ruin your day? Why am I making you mad?
Because you're talking so loud.
You're the one that's talking loud, little boy. Come in here and you'll get some love.
Huh?
Come in here and you'll get some love.
No?
Yeah. I said to Ross, "I had a surprise for him." I stuck out my tongue and he said, "Ask me a question." And he did, and he said, "I got a surprise for you." I said, "What is he?" He said, "Tongue stick out."
Hey, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got another one.
Okay, let's hear it.
I've got a surprise for you.
Okay. What's your surprise? Yucko. It was a funny face. It was a yucky face where he pulled his cheek down and stuck his tongue out. Okay. Ooh, horrible. Horrible face. I'm not going to watch.
I told Ross not to... Ross wanted me to take the toy, the Luke Duke toy away from Marty. And I said, "No, it's for two boys. You shouldn't take it away." Oh, and earlier I had said that if we go to the, he shouldn't take his action figures to the mall because people, if he went into the stores, people might think that he had bought them there and they might take them away.
Well, that he hadn't bought them.
Yeah, hadn't bought them there and they'd take away. And then he said, so I told him not to take away Marky's toys. He said, "Why not? They take them away from me at the mall." And I said, "Well, so what?" And he said, "That means that you should take Marky's toy away. In other words, it's okay. Other people take toys away, therefore you can take Marky's toy away from him now."
Rocky said, "My fingers keep tracking out of the Darth Vader handle. It means they kept slipping out." Ross was saying that, "I know Papa Smurf's name." And I said, "No, Papa Smurf's name." He said, "Yeah, I know Papa Smurf's name. It's Papa Smurf." So he used the ES for the possessive instead of the S. And when I corrected him, he corrected himself. Ross said, "Dad, yesterday you made us real happy." This is because we went shopping. We went shopping and bought a lot of good things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ross said, "Dad, we have to keep, you know what, we should keep the Yoda box." And I said,
"Hey.
Yoda case." And I said, "How come? How come, Ross?"
Because I'm going to buy all the action figures. Mm-hmm. But why can't we keep them in the Darth Vader?
I can keep both.
What if they all fit in the Darth Vader? And why do we need the Yoda?
Because I'm going to buy all the action figures.
Maybe they all fit in the Darth Vader.
No. Mm-hmm. I always fit one alarm. And there's only one more to go in there.
There's only room for one more?
Yeah, and no more.
You're not even toast?
More toast!
And toast and jam.
See, Marky did a good job getting his jam on the table there.
Okay.
Daddy said, Ross said, Daddy, you know what? Marky can wear this as a bathing suit. This is the first construction I recognized that. Something as a such and such. Certainly with a future in the first case. I asked Ross to pick up all the blocks and put them into a green thing. He said, Daddy, I didn't make the mess. Marky did. I mean, he does a lot of that, excusing himself, because somebody else had done something. And I said, of course, I didn't care. I wanted him to do it anyway.
I was pulling on Ross's shoes, and his tongue got in his way. He said, Dad, oh, it hurts. I said, what? And he said, it's the tongue. And then he said, now remember this time, pull up the shoe, and pull up the tongue, and make sure it doesn't get in the way. Yeah, pull it down. When we go downstairs, we'll put it. How about Marky? Maybe Marky can live it. You want it? Maybe, hey, Marky would like that underneath his Yoda. Yeah, Marky, it's Marky's shirt, and he wants to wear that. Ross said, I want it. It's my best color.
My
no, honey. That's Marky's shirt, though. It's Marky Snoopy. Give it to Marky. He wants to wear it. And you look fine. You look fine with yours.
Ross brought his hands up to me and said, look at Daddy. I said, what's wrong? He said, my hands. Smell them. And I told him, I said, poo-poo. He said, yeah. And I said, did you do poo-poo? He said, no. It's the kitty's poo-poo. And I said, well, how did you get that? And he said, downstairs. And I said, why did you go in the cat's poo-poo? And he said, I didn't know any better. Which is probably true. He didn't know there was anything in there. He was just playing sand in her box.
I was watching Pooh and Fall Guy, and he said, hey, you know what, Daddy? There's going to be a Fall Guy another week when this Fall Guy's girl comes on, and they go through this whole thing. That's the interesting part of what he said. When Ross said, and they go through this whole thing. And then the girl's daddy says, that isn't funny.
I told Ross that he could put my socks, when he was finished putting my socks, he could put them away. He said, I want this to be my powers. In other words, I want these to be my gloves that have my superhero powers on them.
I want to be a witch.
You want to be a witch?
Will you be Black Man and I'll be Red Man?
About the mats.
Let's just put down the rugs, then you put down the paper, and you cover the mats, and they're about this big. Uh-huh. Bigger than me. Oh. About this big.
And do you draw them? Mm. You paint on them?
No. Yeah, they paint the colors.
Uh-huh. The kids do.
No, the people who make them.
Oh. You paint colors on these mats.
Or draw. I don't know. I think draw.
Well, who made the mat?
The people that made it. The people that made them. I don't know who they are.
Oh. Thank you. Yeah, and you're not supposed to step on the mat?
Yeah, that's right.
You're not supposed to step on the mat. Oh. And you like to sleep between the mat, underneath the mat, next to the rug. Is that it?
No. I like to sleep next under BJ, and then I put some mats around the mat that doesn't bend, and I put some mats around me that do bend. Just like BJ.
Oh. And you use your blanket at nap time?
Yeah.
Do you put it over you, or do you sleep on top of it?
I put over me.
Do you ever ball it up and use it like a pillow?
No, I just squinch it up like that and then push it up on the wall.
Oh.
Against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And turn it off.
Okay.
Ross, we got some potato for Ross at the dinner table and said, I didn't want potato. The reason why I sit it here was because I didn't want to eat. I just wanted to say jokes. Ross has been telling me some jokes about chickens. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to tell jokes, right. Okay, so tell me a joke.
Okay.
Why are we seeing on
you? The chickens lose their tails.
I don't know. Why did the chickens lose their tails?
Because they wouldn't show up their tails.
I'm going to have to tell that one to Marky.
Here we go. Marky!
I asked Ross if they taught him at preschool how to sit in a chair. I was kind of teasing him. He said, no, I already knew it. He said, but when I was a little baby, I already knew it.
I'll help.
It's true. Did you ever not know how to sit in a chair, Ross?
Yes.
How little were you?
About this little.
How little was that?
Huge little.
Huge, like a big whale?
I meant this.
Very little.
This big.
I mean, very little.
I was this little.
Mm-hmm.
Then I knew how to sit.
Mm-hmm. Sit right down? Yeah, sit right down? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was monkey's age.
Mm-hmm. That's right, then.
Then I was two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think you knew how to sit before that, Ross.
What?
You learned to sit when you were about 3 months old.
A monkey knows how to sit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you learned to sit before 2 years old, you learned to sit when you were only 3 months. About a half a year old.
No, two.
Half a year old.
Two.
2 months? Do you know how many? Which is more, 2 months or 2 years?
2 months.
Is more than 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. Which is the biggest one? A year or a month?
Month.
No.
A year
is much bigger.
A year.
Okay, you know how many days there are in a month? 30. Right, good. He's doing 30 with his hands. Do you know how many days there are in a year? By the way, just at the end of that, Ross said, how many? And I said, 356. I told Ross wanted to get a ride in the Jerry pack instead of Marky, and I said, no, you can't have it. And he said, I'll cry. And I said, if you cry, I'll be very unhappy. And he said,
Okay, you go upstairs, and then after Marky, I'll do it. And I said, no, I'm not going to give you a ride. And he said, then I'll cry. And evidently he had forgotten that before I had told him that I'd be unhappy, or he didn't care about it, perhaps. But I think more that he forgot, and he just went back and started all over again. Told Ross that his grandma was a teacher, and he said, I didn't know that. And he said, you mean your mother? And I said, yeah. Okay. Ross was searching for colors, and he said, you like red, huh? And he said, yeah, red I like the most.
And orange.
I said, it's your favorite color, huh? And he said,
and
yeah,
orange.
And orange. Mm-hmm.
Well, last night I went to give Ross some raisin bread I had promised him, but he was fast asleep, so I was telling him about it this morning and told him how I rubbed his feet and stroked his head, but I still couldn't get him to wake up. Could I? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
The good thing is to turn on the light.
That would have woken him up.
Ross said the good thing is to turn on the light.
Mm-hmm.
When I told him about this morning, he said, well, that happens to little boys when they get tired. When they get real tired. Yeah, he's very philosophical about things.
Well, Marky saw Ross going into his big comfy chair to sit down, and Marky went, eh. And Ross said, I'm sick, Marky. Because he knew that Marky was complaining. No, Ross is sick. Ross said, help me. And I said, okay. And he said, I need mommy. And I said, can't I help him? He said, yeah. And I came down, he wanted me to open the window for him so he could talk to mommy. So my helping him was part of his overall goal of talking to mommy. And then he said, I want to speak to mommy. In other words, I want to talk to mom, but it's interesting because Mary uses that kind of language. I'd like to speak to you. It's like, I think it's sort of a disciplinary notion. I'd like to speak to you, but not always disciplinary, but sometimes it is.
I asked Ross what became of the Batman figure, little action figure, and he said it became lost.
Ross wanted a straw to drink his milk from, and we said we didn't have any. And he was drinking, and he said, well, what kind of milk is this anyhow? Anyway, what'd you say, Ross? Anyway, yeah. And the anyway meant, well, I've been wanting to get a straw to get it, but I wasn't even sure what it was. So why don't we take a look and see what, you know. Anyway means, was it really worth my while? Anyway, basically. Well, in other words, we've been talking about the straw, but now we're shifting to the major topic, which was whether it was, what kind of milk was it anyway? We forgot, we didn't even establish that. And we need to establish that before we decide whether or not it's worthwhile getting straws. And well, we should establish that first, in any case. That's something we should have established before we went on. You don't agree? Well, actually, Ross said, what kind of milk is this anyway? Chocolate milk? That's how he said it. So he basically knew it was chocolate milk. He was sort of surprised. So there's an element of surprise in it, too. Mm-hmm.
He's explaining all his characters, his Star Wars characters, and he was saying about Han Solo was by himself, and he said, this is a point mark, this is just a point mark. And I said, what's a point mark? And he said, he doesn't have anybody else. And then he paired up two of the droids, and little R2-D2 was their son. And he said, and this is an, he pointed to another couple of characters, and this is an explanation mark. There's the father, and there's the son. But he's not married. Or he doesn't have a... he's not married to anybody, but he has just a son. So that was an explanation mark.
What? Means that he, I see, you are recording this. Okay. How about these guys over here?
He's married to him.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
A man married to another man?
I just pretend she's a girl.
Okay. And how about these two?
They're married.
Okay, now what's the thing? Why did you put them like... could I do this? Would this be okay? Could I do this?
No.
Make these two guys married?
No.
Now why did you put them together?
Because I want them together.
Could I put this one like here? Could I put this one with that one? And that would be okay and put this one over here?
No.
Why would... What's wrong with that?
Because these are robots. That's a human.